actually some early Springsteen from one of the first ones taking us back as we welcome you to Sports Talk. We're going to lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Let's get the Fiesta Bowl talk rolling again. He is the beat writer who covers Iowa State for the Des Moines Register, the website DesMoinesRegister.com. On Twitter, the handle is at Randy Pete. Spell Randy with a Y. We welcome in Randy Peterson. Randy, very much appreciate your time. How are you and yours holding up during the madness that has been 2020?
Doing well. I especially liked it when I heard Springsteen. That was awesome. that was awesome. Yeah, I'm doing all right. So far, so good. And, you know, as I say, 2021 can't be any worse. So, yeah, I'm in Arizona right now and basking in this 40-degree weather. So,
yeah, you took the weather with you from Ames, didn't you?
I live in Des Moines, and it's horrible. We got 10 inches of snow. What is this, Thursday? We got 10 inches of snow on Tuesday, and Ames did, too. I mean, Ames, Des Moines, it's the same thing. 10 inches of snow, and it was crazy. But y'all get snow up there too. So, but down here there's no snow. It's just cold. But that's okay.
Gotcha. You know, I had Eric Heft on earlier this week. I know he played at ISU. I know in your Twitter bio you mentioned you've been at Iowa State since covering the days of Johnny Majors and Earl Bruce from the old Big Eight. So would it be accurate to say you have burnt cardinal and gold coursing through your veins?
Not necessarily, because I've been at the Register since 1972, and for many, 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 many years, we switched off between Iowa and Iowa State.
Oh,
so up until about maybe 7 or 8 years ago, I was switching between Iowa and Iowa State, and probably, like I said, 7 or 8 years ago, they decided to change it, and they said, They said, which one do I want, Iowa or Iowa State? And they told another person, which one do you want, Iowa or Iowa State? And, you know, we worked it out among ourselves. I gave him the pick. I said, you pick it. I don't really care. And he had kids that goes to the University of Iowa at that point in time, and both my daughters are grown. So I said, dude, you cover Iowa. When you go to Iowa to cover Iowa City to cover stuff, you can take your kids out to dinner, whatever, and I can cover Iowa State. And yeah, it's been this way for, I don't know, less 7 or 8 years or so. Yeah, I've been exclusively on Iowa State, for a long time.
So if this were a court proceeding, I would say, okay, I withdraw my statement. But
I covered more Hayden Fry than I have Matt Campbell.
Great.
All right.
No,
but anyway, it's good.
So, as somebody who, has the pulse of all the fans in that great state, this is the biggest bowl game the Cyclones have ever been in. And how would you describe the excitement based on the kind of season they had versus maybe a little bit of frustration because fans can't go to the game? And I know traditionally ISU fans travel pretty well.
There's huge frustration because the Iowa State fans can't be here. I got into Arizona noonish today, and I checked into the hotel, and the first thing I did was I drove up to Scottsdale Old Town, where the entertainment district is. I just wanted to gauge the difference, because I've been to hundreds. I've been to a lot of bowl games, and so I know what the fan, the fan camaraderie and what the fan scene is at bowl games. So I walked around the entertainment district in Scottsdale for a couple hours. Dude, I didn't see one Oregon, anybody wearing anything from Oregon colors or anybody wearing anything from Iowa State colors. That was weird. That was really weird. And so I walked around at the hotel where I am. It's kind of a big plot of land. I walked around, nobody wearing Oregon colors, nobody wearing Iowa State colors. So that should tell you right there that this thing is totally different. It's just like, I don't want to say it's just like a regular season game, because it's like you said, it's the biggest bowl game Iowa State's ever been in. But from a fan standpoint, I'm sure it's from the same standpoint up there with the Oregon fans. There's a lot of frustration because Iowa State would have 45,000 fans down here. Now, they wouldn't all be ticketed because there's Iowa State fans that live down here. It's extremely frustrating for the fans.
We're talking with Randy Peterson of the Des Moines Register. One of your recent pieces cited the unique nature of this class. You mentioned how, you know, I saw in the early 2000s under Dan McCarney, you think Seneca Wallace, they made four bowls in 5 years. This will be a fourth straight. And obviously beating Oregon would help. But how special will this group be viewed by the ISU faithful?
The senior class has been off the charts. These are the guys that Matt Campbell recruited when he got to Iowa State. He took over a program that was horrible, and he didn't have anything to sell. And I mean, he's out there on the recruiting trail selling, hey, this program was 3-9 last year. Come join us. You know? I know he said there's room at the end. You can start. You can come in and play. You can play any position you want. You want to be quarterback? Fine. We'll take you. But he didn't have a whole lot to sell. I mean, he was selling hope, and these seniors have bought into it right from the start, and they've hung with it, and especially during this season through the COVID, which you know up there it's you know, being around football like you are, being around sports, it's crazy. I mean, there should be an asterisk by this season. Meaning that asterisk, meaning any win is more important than any win in any other season, because these guys have stopped their lives, for example, to play football. And at least at Iowa State, it's been the seniors. It has been the seniors because they've been focused on this season being their best season, and it has been so far. And you know, God love these seniors. They're just spectacular. They've not been a bit of trouble. There's nothing in the police records or anything like that. They're just really, I'm sounding like a PR person for him, but it's incredible the way they've towed the mark.
No, good group is a good group. Breece Hall is tremendous, their running back, but he's not an All-American without the big fellas up front. And this was not a unit coming in that had a bunch of experience. And their line coach, Jeff Myers, I know, but for folks who don't, he played for Coach Campbell at Toledo. He's a young guy. How big of a job did he do getting this group to come together?
He did a wonderful job, and especially this year. Iowa State lost their best lineman, a left guard, Trevor Downing, in the first game of the year in the Louisiana game, a loss, by the way, where a lot of Iowa State fans were ready to jump off the ledge. Seriously. But he lost his best lineman early, the first game of the year, and he's not played since. This is a line that starts, I think, what is it, two seniors, two sophomores, and a freshman or something like that. So, I mean, it's been a plug and play line, and they've done a very good job. It's a credit for over the years where they've recruited strong. They've recruited very well in the offensive line, and you could see it coming. You could see these guys, and Iowa State does not get four or five star guys. They get three star guys, and it's a developmental program, and Matt Campbell loves to say that. It's a developmental program. They make these players better, and that's exactly what they've done with the offensive linemen. It's best offensive line I've seen in four or five, longer than that, at Iowa State. And like I said, it's going to get better because most everybody comes back. So they've recruited depth. They've recruited good depth.
Yeah, the only senior is the left tackle, Sean Foster.
Sean Foster. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, and he's been around, seems like forever. So it's a good group of guys.
You know, 2 weeks ago I was reading that they handed out the Big 12 awards, and it almost seemed like the end of season banquet for Iowa State because so many guys were honored. Brock Purdy's favorite target, Xavier Hutchinson, is the conference newcomer of the year. He's a JUCO transfer from the same college, I think, where Auburn got Cam Newton. How big of an impact has number 8 made?
He's made a great impact, and it took a while, though. It took a couple games, maybe the first three games. Brock Purdy, the quarterback, was a little bit trying to feel out his receivers because practice, as you know, practice during the summer and during the fall was so disrupted because of the COVID. I mean, they didn't. Iowa State did not practice 11-on-11 until the week before the week of the first game of the year. So I mean, they were just practicing in small groups, and to complicate matters for Brock Purdy, Charlie Kohler, the All-American tight end, he was hurt. He didn't play the first two games. So it was like, you know, if you're a quarterback, you've got to have confidence in the dudes you're throwing to. And Brock Purdy and Xavier Hutchinson were still in the kind of get-to-know-you mode. So it took a while, but I'm telling you, the last, I don't know, five or six games or whatever it's been, that's been a great connection. It's been a wonderful connection. It's been a deep ball connection. You know, they throw long to him, and I know they probably won't be able to do that against Oregon because Oregon's very good on the deep balls. But it's been a great. He's been a very good security blanket for Brock Purdy.
You know, on the other side of the ball, the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year and Mike Rose, kind of a tackling machine, really at the heart of John Heathcock's uniquely schemed defense. How special of a player has number 23 been?
He's been great. He started his career as a freshman. He played in the middle. He played middle linebacker, and then Campbell said that he liked his versatility. He liked his speed. He liked his toughness, his aggressiveness, and he said, "Why don't you try to play outside on the edge? It's your call. You can stay in the middle, or you can play on the edge." And so they gave it a try, playing on the edge, and he's got four interceptions. I mean, this kid is a linebacker. At one point, he was leading the nation in interceptions as an outside linebacker. Yeah, he's good. He's aggressive. He's quick. He could have had five interceptions if he dropped one that was right in his gut. I mean, that way I don't remember who it was against, but he could have five interceptions. But he's good, and he's pretty much the eraser when the opponent is trying to throw the 5 to 7 yard pass in the middle of the field. Mike Rose has been the eraser on that play.
A couple final thoughts for Randy Peterson, Des Moines Register. In that league, I mean, you've got a lot of great receivers, and the Big 12 co-freshman of the year, Aishim Young, who's a redshirt from my old stomping grounds, Philly, who was actually recruited by Penn State and Georgia. How big has this young guy played?
He's played great. He really has. He gets a little too aggressive. He's been he's had two targetings, and he's been ejected twice. And the last one was within a handful of first plays in the conference championship game a couple of weeks ago against Oklahoma. This kid is aggressive, and as John Heacock joked with him the other day, he said, "Aishim, at least you're fresh," because he hadn't played. He didn't play since the first. He got ejected in the first quarter against Oklahoma. So he's young, but he's very aggressive. He won the first Oklahoma the regular season game against Oklahoma when he intercepted a pass in the end zone. He flat out won that game. That was the last play. He flat out won that game. So he's aggressive, but sometimes he gets a bit too aggressive.
And lastly, I always kind of like to get the view outside of our little Oregon bubble here. Obviously, you're wired into the program, so in what you've observed with who you spoke to, whether it be the players or coaches, what are some of the aspects of this Duck team that pretty much have everybody's attention?
Thibodeau, for sure. He'll be the best defensive lineman Iowa State's played against. Heacock said that. And a couple of the players actually said that too, that there's no question. I mean, they've seen six tapes, six videos, whatever you call them. They didn't need six to see that this guy's very, very good. I don't doubt, and I've not seen Oregon play, but I very much believe them that he'll be the best defensive lineman against whom they'll play. Interestingly, Mike Rose mentioned something yesterday or a couple days ago, whenever it was. You know, because the Oregon rushing numbers aren't that impressive when you look at individually, but when you look at it collectively, that, and Rose said that those the three guys who carry the ball, and that includes the quarterback now, they're very good. It's just that they're so good that the yardage total has been spread out. So they're concerned about that too, about the versatility of the quarterback, and they're concerned about a fresh running back being in there maybe every third play or every fourth play or whatever. So, Iowa State's very, very concerned about Oregon.
All righty, folks, he's Randy Peterson of the Des Moines Register. You can follow him on Twitter. The handle is at Randy Pete. I know you got a lot going on. I really appreciate you finding some time to share your insights. Wishing you and yours a safe, healthy, happy, sane 2021. Enjoy the game. And, Randy, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. It was wonderful talking to you. Thank you.
All right, be well.